Callahan. Ben, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Good morning. How you guys?
Doing well, thanks.
Is this early for you, Ben, or is this normal wake-up time?
Normal wake-up time is 6:30. I'm actually on 93 right now at North.
Wow.
So we could have gotten you on the air at 6:30 then instead of 7 o'clock.
Well,
5:15.
You probably don't want to talk to me because you know, I'm still kind of groggy at 6:30, but by 7 o'clock, I'm good. I'm driving.
That's
now,
all right, so. Ben. We're groggy now, and it's 7 o'clock. So.
Hey, Ben, I'm going to jump the gun. I want to ask you a hypothetical question, okay?
Yeah.
Can you play this game with me for a second? As an athlete, okay, you're going into a big game, a game you have to win. In other words, your season's over if you lose it, right? Do you want a guy who's playing the best at that time or a guy that has a reputation, wow, he's done it before, we got to call on this guy? As an athlete, do you want a teammate that you had to put in that key situation if you had to make this choice that's been there before and done it in the biggest of moments, or someone who's like, he's been our best player this year? If you had to make that type of choice, how would you feel about it?
Well, a lot of times those are one and the same, so you got to give me a little more.
What do you mean they're one and the same?
I mean, a lot of times, you know, the guys who have been there before and are the guys who are playing the best at that point in time.
Well, the reason we're asking that is, you know, today Sean McAdam in the Boston Herald, you've been in this town long enough, is writing that John Lester, who's been pitching great, is going to start game one of the playoffs for the Red Sox. But Josh Beckett is the big. There's no debating this.
He's got the Eagles on.
No, he doesn't.
On Sunday.
He's got an opinion about this.
Why are we
he
talking
knows.
To him about
Because he knows.
It's the Falcons.
He knows.
Oh, did I say it?
Ben knows.
The bird. Sorry, the
Lester, Lester or Beckett in game one, Ben. How do you feel about this?
Hey, I don't make that decision.
Oh, come on, man. It's not a Patriot question. You don't need to take the high road on this one.
I know. I understand that. But,
reputation versus performance. What do you do?
What'd you say? What performance?
Reputation, which is a good one. Versus performance.
Yeah.
In other words, Josh Beckett in a Red Sox uniform, not 5 years ago, not 6 years, in a Red Sox uniform,
yeah,
has pitched some of the biggest games in Red Sox history and performed to help them win a World Series. John Lester has too.
Well, exactly. I mean, you just, if Lester couldn't perform, he wouldn't be there.
Right.
The way I look at it, if Lester couldn't perform, if he wasn't performing, he wouldn't be there.
Right,
I mean, that's the same way it is here.
All right.
Let's get to this weekend's game with the Falcons.
No, Ben Watson endorses John Lester, by the way. That's what we just got out of that.
What do you do? What do you think?
I think it's a can't-lose situation. No, I think it is Lester, because I agree with you. Lester's pitching better right now, and you made a great point, Ben. It's not like he's chopped liver. Even though he doesn't have
exactly
the cachet or the postseason resume or the big game resume, this is not like, you know, this is not Tom Brady versus Matt Cassel.
If it were a guy, if John Lester did not have some sort of pedigree in the postseason, I would lean real hard towards Josh Beckett. But Lester's got
that. Exactly. And you know, baseball is a little different than football. I do know this, that, you know, as far as pitching goes, it's definitely strategy. I mean, I don't know who he wants to pitch first and pitch last, and if he's looking forward to the next series, who he wants to pitch there. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into it that, you know, we don't know. So that's why the coaches get paid to make them decisions.
Yes, not all right.
And you think he wants to talk about the Falcons? He doesn't want to talk about the Falcons.
Sure, why not?
You want to talk about something different? I don't know. Red zone struggles. How about that?
Talk about the Celtics sideline job. Are you interested in being a Celtics sideline reporter?
Hey,
definitely. I can do that on the side and off.
Job might be open, Ben. So if you want to do it, you got to get in line, pal. Apparently, there's somebody already in front of you.
Much safer for you.
The more you can do, man. More you can do.
You know, at this point in time, most of us, myself certainly included, thought we'd be talking about a Patriot team that would be averaging, I don't know, 38, 40 points a game in offense for the first couple of games. Were our expectations too high? Tell me what you've seen being on the field with this offense the first two games of the year.
Yeah. Oh, no, your expectations weren't too high. I mean, we expected to go out there and score a lot of points. I mean, that's why we're out there, to score points. Obviously, we haven't done that. And so I guess, you know, the good news is that, you know, we can get a lot better. And we're definitely working on that, you know, getting better, scoring points in the red zone. Just scoring points, period. I mean, you know, as an offense, you want to, you know, 6 points on the board and not have to set up a field goal.
What do you chalk up the struggles in the red zone to?
You know, I think there's some of the struggles that we've had, you know, throughout the rest of the field, too. I mean, you know, we've gotten in the red zone, but sometimes we haven't. You know, sometimes it's just been plays where, you know, there's one or two guys missing something here or there. You know, the certain read wasn't right, or, you know, it seems like there's always something, you know, that's kind of holding us back that a lot of times, you know, we inflict on ourselves. So it's just a matter of, you know, cleaning that stuff up and just executing. I mean, you know, we're going to practice, we're working hard, we are, you know, we're seeing some fruit in our practice, but it's not transferring to Sunday, and that's what we have to do.
Ben, what's your take on, I hate to even use this phrase, but you have to, what's your take on Tom Brady's early season struggles?
Well, again, you know, just like when we're scoring, you know, 40 points a game, you can't say it's Tom Brady scoring 40 points a game. The same way when we're not, you can't say it's Tom Brady not. I mean, this, it really is the quintessential team game. And it's not just Tom, it's not just me, it's not just O-line, it's not just the receivers, it's not just the coaches, it's everybody. I mean, we're all in this thing together. And, you know, we all have to work together in order for it to be successful. So, you know, we don't look at it, and nobody else would look at it as Tom Brady's struggles or anybody else's
right.
struggles. It's the Patriots offense, you know, struggling right now to put points on the board.
Well, I think we all respect that attitude, and it's been a huge part of the Patriots' success since you've been here, that nobody's bigger than the team, and it's been proven over and over again. Yet, Tom Brady right now, just by results, I mean, just by results, I'm not trying to go anywhere crazy with this, it has not been the same Tom Brady. And I think we were all naive to think he was going to come back right away after a full year off and be the Tom Brady of 07. So I'm just curious. I mean, you know, the one thing I heard encouraging from Brady the other day was, hey, this is pretty simple. I got to work harder. We have to work harder. And we just have to get better.
Yeah, and that's what I said in the beginning. You know, we're at a place where we have a lot of upside. You know, we definitely haven't plateaued yet. So, you know, that's kind of the positive that we're looking at, is that we have a lot of room to grow and a lot of room to get better. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Ben, Brady was pressured 15 times last week. How does that aspect of your game, specifically the offensive line, you're an extension of the offensive line, how does that improve this week against the Falcons team that doesn't bring the pedigree that the Jets rushers bring?
Yeah, they definitely don't bring the amount of blitzers and blitzes, but they do have some good pass rushers. I mean, you know, with Abraham Anderson, with the Favonneau inside, you know, the linebackers, they don't bring a lot of different pressures. But their front guys, you know, definitely can rush the passer, as you've seen if you watched them the past couple games. They definitely know how to get to the quarterback. So it'll obviously be, you know, a different type of rush to prepare for, where it won't be, you know, guys coming from every which direction. But you know, we'll still have to be stout up front, you know, like we were every week. But this week is no exception.
The NFL being a copycat league that it is, with the Falcons being a different type of defense than the Jets or maybe the Ravens that you'll see in a couple of weeks, do you not expect them to try and do what the Jets did last week, because that's not their game?
You know, the thing is, you only have a week to prepare for things. So, you know, seeing that the Jets, you know, had some success, I would imagine that the Falcons may try to do some similar things, but they're not going to change their whole defense. You know, teams pretty much are what they are. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have, you know, 3 days to prepare for a team. And if something was successful than somebody else did, you may try and do some of those things, but you can't change your whole team, your whole personnel, your whole defensive philosophy based on what somebody else did. So, you know, that being said, we may see, you know, some things here and there that, you know, that they may have saw the Jets do, but, you know, we're not expecting them to, you know, be an exact duplicate of the New York Jets.
Hey, Ben, it's Friday, which clearly means you guys have already got your game plan. Is this a game that, against their defense, opens up opportunities for the tight end more so than other teams, possibly?
Well, I think in the aspect of, you know, whereas last week, you know, there were a lot of blitzes, and a lot of times, you know, you have to protect. You know, this week they don't do that as much, so hopefully we'll be able to get out more and get into the secondary a little more.
That's all he's going to give us. You know, I was hoping he'd just drop the game plan off that we could look at it and analyze.
This is what the first 15 plays are of the game. This is what we have scripted already.
I do a good job of avoiding.
Oh, that was a good one. No, I'm going to read between the lines. You gave us some insight that you're like the number one target on several pass routes on Sunday.
Ben Watson tells us the Patriots.
We'll see.
Hey, it worked pretty well against Buffalo in the fourth quarter, my friend.
Ben, yeah. Randy Moss said after the game that Darrell Revis was not a shutdown corner. And New York's come out this week. They've been outspoken about that statement. Do you agree with that assessment?
We're playing the Falcons this week, Meter.
I know,
can
but
answer
I just
that
wanna...
one.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that game.
Just leaving him an opening here,
Butch. As long gone, we can bring that back up when we play the Jets again.
Right. Darrell Revis will not be on the field on Sunday. Okay, we've moved.
Well, he certainly won't be.
as you look across the field, you see Tony Gonzalez, maybe the best tight end this generation has seen. What do you take out of watching him as a fellow tight end?
I mean, everything. I mean, just it's funny because in the team meetings, a lot of times Coach Belichick will show some offensive clips for us, and then he'll go and show their offense for the defense, and it's always a joy whenever we play, Atlanta or now or Kansas City back when he was there, to be able to watch him and the way he, gets open and catches the ball and the way he just does everything, so well. I mean, he's definitely, I would say, the best, tight end of the generation, bar none, and he's been doing it at a high level for such a long time. So I actually met him a couple years ago, and as a tight end, as a fan, number one, before I even made it to the NFL, being able to meet him was definitely an honor, and he carries himself, off the field with a lot of dignity. So, I watch him a lot and learn a lot from his professionalism, off the field, but also just the way he plays the game. So,
I hate to bring Sunday back up, last Sunday against the Jets, but one more thing, you didn't have Wes Welker, whether you have him or don't have him on Sunday. How does that affect what you guys are trying to do, and how did that affect some of the red zone struggles last week?
Ben, you want me to handle this one too? We're playing the Falcons this weekend.
No, I know, but I'm saying whether he does or doesn't play this Sunday.
I'm only kidding.
Go ahead. I'll say this: we are playing the Falcons this week. I don't know whether Wes will play or not, but as you know, Wes is a game changer. I mean, he's just one of those guys that has a knack for getting open and doing a lot of things right. But that being said, again, the same way you can't blame one guy for offensive struggles, you can't pin one guy on winning or losing the game. And, if he's not there, then we'll definitely move on and we'll play. We hope to have him there because he's a good player. But, the train unfortunately doesn't stop. So we got to keep going.
I'll tell you, Greg and Meter, this was a very revealing interview to me. I learned three important things. One, that Ben Watson is the number one option against the Falcons this Sunday. Number two, that he endorses John Lester to start game one. And number three, he's interested in replacing you as the sideline reporter on the Celtics.
And number four, most importantly, the Patriots are playing the Falcons this
week. Yes.
Hey, Ben, best of luck on Sunday. We'll catch you next Friday on the show. Good luck Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Good luck, Ben. Same to you.